Bundy 90.
I saw nearly all of it. Mora, we think, left while you were talking. He certainly was due at the airport, and the plane, I think, is gone now. I'm calling on another matter. Have you got a minute?
Yep. Let me cut this TV off.
One of our aircraft has dropped bombs on a Cambodian village. I don't know whether you've seen the reporting on that.
No.
It's been in some of the papers. Well, it did do 2 or 3 days ago, April 28. 2 days. And we now have a full report from Saigon saying that it did. The operational question is whether we admit it to the Cambodians, who are now accusing us of it. And the department is, on the whole, inclined to think there's no real alternative, that the United States government can't very well, that it will come out, and that we can't get anyone else to take the responsibility. It's very irritating. And we would have to, if we do the normal thing in an international situation, we would regret the loss of life, injuries to individuals, and damage to property, and extend deepest sympathy to the families affected by losses, and express our preparation to discuss appropriate compensation. Obviously, we're also annoyed because they broke windows in our embassy on account of Newsweek. That's not the same thing as a loss of life. This is a flat violation of standing target rules. They gave a target that was nearer the border than we normally allow, and then the fellow bombed the wrong village, and it was in the wrong country. Apparently, the damage, according to our army attaché in Phnom Penh, is one young man killed and 4 civilians wounded. There's a pilot error and an air operation acceptance of the target which violated specific instructions which Westmoreland had promulgated at my direction in the wake of the border incident last October. This violation, etc., describes the violation. Incident resulted from a most regrettable combination, failure of a U.S. officer to follow clear and explicit MACV orders, secondly, a pilot error in identifying the target. It's occurred to us that since Cambodia initially mistakenly identified the aircraft as GVN, we could perhaps ask the GVN to accept responsibility for the incident. However, since it's so widely known that the VN Air Force was not operating in the area, and since General Key or some of his officers would object to being publicly charged with an incident for which they were not responsible, he doesn't see how we could do that. Dean Rusk feels it would be terrible to try to offload the responsibility on any other country. We could, of course, pretend it never happened, but there's a real question as to whether, and this is really what Max would prefer to do. We see 2 other possibilities. We might promptly accept responsibility and offer compensation. Second, we might say nothing publicly and have the GVN comment that no VN Air Force aircraft were in the area. The question is whether we can hold this position in Saigon, Phnom Penh, and Washington. General Westmoreland has appointed a board of officers to investigate and fix responsibility of individuals directly and indirectly concerned. The board will complete its investigation and submit its recommendations to Westmoreland within the next 48 hours. Now, you might prefer to wait day or two until that board has reported, but it will report, I suspect, what Max warns us of. The immediate question is whether you're clear enough in your mind authorize us to seek appointment in Phnom Penh, or whether you'd prefer to wait.
Not wait till the board comes in.
If I were in your position, that's what I'd do.
Yep.
All right, sir.
Okay. I cut some of the stuff a little further.
Well, I saw you did. I saw that you'd run this thing past all the appeasers in your staff and out of it, and gone, I thought, uncommonly far against your own better judgment.
I cut over the rebel movement. I just said, meanwhile, there are signs of people trained outside of seeking to gain control.
Yeah.
And I think that gives the people enough truth without tearing into the rebels.
Everybody will know what you're talking about, and yet they can't put the finger on you. I thought it was very skillfully drafted, Mr. President.
Portis, who's pretty pro...
pro-Bosch?
Very pro-Dominican and Bosch and so forth, and very anti-our military group. He thought it was excellent. He called me.
I saw his first comment that you were putting the heat to the OAS and making it clear that you were not a unilateralist, so I think we're in business. I've sent you a cable from Dungan, which is instructive because it shows their feelings. I don't know how the hell we could go to the OAS when we were trying to get Marines in and get people out that very afternoon, but maybe we were a little slow. I thought we had bunker in there that very afternoon, and we did. I think we're in pretty good shape overnight. I've called all the troops to be on hand in their small cars on the south ground entrance in the morning at 8:30, and we'll be ready for you by 9 or earlier if it's necessary. I don't see anything more tonight.
What can Moro do when he gets down there?
Well, Moro being there is a kind of conscience of the OAS. He can report out what he sees and hears. He will be a kind of tranquilizer to the ceasefire. Very few people want to shoot the Secretary General of the OAS. And he gives one more non-American, non-Dominican, respected voice to help the nuncio. And if we can keep the ceasefire while people collect themselves,
Are we positive there's a ceasefire?
No, we're not positive there is one in the sense that it's actually operating. We're positive that there was at one stage this afternoon an agreement. I deliberated on that, and I'm quite sure myself, and I take it from other people's clearances who are watching this closely, that having you say, by God, they got there, is better than having, then they fell off and you were urging them on. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. We had plenty of authentic reports that a ceasefire had been arranged.
Well, I see the ticker says that I announced the ceasefire. And I saw where it had been announced 3 or 4 times. OAS announced it first.
Certainly. The ticker's crazy. You may be the first fellow who told the American people on open television, but it was on many tickers and many reports. It's been a
What station did you see it on, CBS?
I don't know most.
That was Cronkite. Did you change stations?
No, it was Cronkite. That's what it was CBS.
I wonder if the others carried it, you know?
I don't know, Mr. President. I can find out.
No.
Okay. Right, sir.